Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tyler Radio Empire.
So a woman considers divorce after learning her husband won an office bet party, office bet to take her virginity.
Yeah.
Now, this is a situation. I don't know. We'll get into the situation, but ooh. I'm thinking, when I first read this headline, is this a Reddit post or something like that?
This was a post in some site called the Black Star.
Aren't there like high school movies about this? About guys like being dared to take somebody to the prom and then the girl finds
she's all that.
Yeah.
But before you get to know anybody, And you're talking to your friends. You don't know this person at all. You're talking to your friends. Whatever you said then, and then once you meet the person and get involved with them, that goes out the window. I mean, this is not a bad thing. He was being a dude. He went after her. He liked her. He took her virginity, I'm guessing. And then he fell in love with her. So what's it matter then?
That is his argument, by the way.
His argument's right.
And so
whatever you say before you meet somebody and then after that is two different things.
How'd she find out?
Two different things.
Well, she didn't find out until it just says a number of years later. It doesn't say how long they've been married, but they were at some sort of event with one of his former coworker of his at a party, and he let it slip that there had been a bet amongst the guys in the office about who could take her virginity.
And he did. Yeah.
And he was in on the pool.
Yeah.
And she did not know that until this former coworker
but
spilled it.
This is a one day of being angry and the rest doesn't matter.
He didn't take her virginity till they got married, correct?
Does not specify that. No. I think they may be. It says the woman, she was working in a call center in her 20s. Coworkers found out she was a preacher's daughter, still a virgin. And she said she expected that information to cause her to be ostracized. But
buttermouth, though. What about buttermouth? Not buttermouth, butt or mouth.
No, there's a quote from her that says, I made it clear how I felt about him going as far as to marry me just to win a bet and take my virginity.
Oh, that's not why he married
her.
He's
not going to marry you just to win the bet.
So they didn't bang until after they were married?
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that they waited till marriage to have sex.
It doesn't say that, yeah. I wouldn't think it does.
But, he said that even though he was motivated by the bet, when he got to know me, he fell in love and doesn't regret tying the knot. So that's his argument. Is he saying, that was why I started talking to you, but it's not why I kept talking to you.
Right.
But she's kind of pissed.
This should be a one-day piss thing.
Because
what's the big deal? I mean,
that's why you were looking at that porn.
This did not
the one day piss thing.
Yeah. Todd will go ding ding ding. Todd's looking. I'm looking at one day piss. Whatever that.
This
means.
Did not help his cause. Apparently, when she when they got home from this party and he accused her of overreacting. Honey, you're overreacting.
Oh, you don't say that.
Oh, you don't say that.
Yeah, but we get told that. So true. I understand why you do get mad when you hear that. I do, but let it go. How about this, Todd? What is our line? Are you going to divorce me because of this? No. Okay.
Well, apparently she might.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah. All right. It's on the table for her, apparently.
Yeah. So is the goose.
God.
It's the season, by the way.
I can see her being off put by this, though, because it is just like a totally chauvinistic dude thing.
Yes,
to be like,
but guys are guys. Guys are guys. Every guy, it could be a chauvinistic pig with his buddies just verbally. You know, we just do it. Doesn't make it right.
And then he didn't take her virginity and to take advantage
of her. And dumped her. And he didn't dump her after that. You're right. He fell in love with her.
It says that they would when they started dating, they would spend hours, endless hours talking, and she eventually married him, and they started a family together. So they got kids even.
Right.
But, yeah, she... I don't know, man. That's probably one of those things he would have rather stayed buried.
Oh, certainly.
And never have to admit that.
Or he should have told her a long time ago.
Or he should have told her like before they got married.
In a nice playful moment. But she's obviously doesn't see any humor in this. I do. I don't think it's a big deal.
Oh, okay. Here it says when she told,
married him. Ain't like she. It'd be different if they all took this bet. He banged her and then dumped her. He's just a guy. Then he just won the bet.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
It says the...
And what was the bet? He should offer to split it with her.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't say what the bet was for.
True.
But it says
that money's probably long gone.
Yeah.
She was wary of all of her male colleagues who all of a sudden started paying her a lot of attention when they found out she was a virgin, except for her eventual husband of over a decade. So they've been married for over 10 years.
She's looking for she's gotta let that go, you know. He's a different person. Whatever. It's just guys in the office making small talk, you know. Even if it was a bet, it's still small talk. It's guy talk.
I can see why she's pissed, though.
I understand.
You're dumping him? You think I'm divorcing him?
I don't know.
No.
But if that's the basis for the beginning of your relationship, I can see where she's a little mad.
Yeah. If you thought you had a one foundation and it's completely different.
Yeah.
Well, this is... But you just mentioned those movies, Nick. They're the same kind of things. Doesn't matter how you fall in love, you did.
At one point, he probably took off those glasses and realized she was beautiful underneath.
She was hot.
And then the bet went out the window, and he was in love forever.
Yeah.
You know?
And we really need a woman.
The jock falls in love with a nerdy
one.
Chick. We get it.
Well, yes.
Yeah. This guys are pigs is probably not sitting well with some women.
I know that, but divorce?
Ten plus years, kids?
You're not thinking this
the
through.
Whole nine?
He's done worse in those 10-plus years somewhere.
Well, that's not helping this.
No, it's not. I'm just telling you, this is 10 years. If that's how fragile your relationship is, you can't be mad for a little bit because, you did? Why don't you tell me? You're mad a little bit. And that's also something you're going to bring up all the time, and you have to deal with it.
It does change the origin story, though. Oh, we met at work. Instead of being like, my buddies and I, we had a bet.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that met in bars, and they made a one-night stands, and they don't. It's no big deal. You know, origin stories are always a little weird anyway. You know,
but you know, for
Puss had a nice one. Puss has a good origin story. Mine's not that romantic.
No, but it didn't involve a bat.
But right. you know that even if they stay together forever, they're gonna be at a party, how'd you guys meet? Oh God, do we have to tell this story again?
But if she's a cool chick and still loves the guy, she's gonna make fun of him and then move on with her life.
But if she's considering divorce, I don't think she's that kind of person.
No,
I don't think she's that cool.
She's not cool about it.
No.
I don't think she's cool about it at all, no. Yeah. I don't think she's cool either. But we don't know the people either. Maybe she wants out for other reasons. And maybe he said it out loud so she does leave him.
He probably didn't even think it was a big deal.
Oh, you think it might have been an act of sabotage?
No, he probably didn't think it was a big deal. Right.
Well, it sounds
like 10 years
kids.
Of relationship had kids, you know? And a woman?
If they do stay together, you'd have to really watch what you... Because they'll be around to just use, I bet this as a phrase. Just, Oh, I bet the store will be busy or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you make a lot of bets, don't you?
Yeah, you can't, say that around her.
Oh, yeah, she's going to have fun with that. We've all had something in the past that our wives will bring back once in a while as a fun story and make fun of you. But it's like, and at the time, she might have been mad. And then now they're just kind of over it.
Yeah, I mean,
time heals everything.
If they do stay together, he is going to have to wait for her to make the first joke about it.
Oh, yes, exactly.
There is going to be a cooling off period.
I think she's a regular woman. She will eventually make a first joke about it if their relationship now is solid.
Yeah. Right. They also bet that if I did take your virginity, you wouldn't have a threesome. What do you want to do about that?
Huh? Yeah.
Is he still working at the same place, though?
I don't think so. It said it was a former coworker that spilled the
story. At a call center, probably.
Yeah.
I hope they're not still working at a call center 10 plus years into marriage.
Yeah. Not a lot of details.
Somebody's driving to work right now.
It does stink of
a married push.
Clickbait, but it's a good discussion.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it didn't happen.
No.
It's totally plausible.
No, I'm sure it could have.
Yeah. And the picture, the model is not them either, by the way. Yeah.
No, those are stock photos.
Stock images.
She's completely hot. He's a good-looking dude. They get suits on and drinking coffee. That's not a call center. You worked at a call center, Nick, right? It's Metallica shirts and what?
And
Mountain Dew, right?
A lot of people did. It took everything they had to drag their ass into that call center.
Exactly. It's Metallica shirts and Mountain Dew.
Hoodies and drawstring pants.
And coffee.
Yeah. Right?
You don't ever hear people that worked in a call center refer to it as anything but like close to the seventh level of hell.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody says the good things about working in a call center.
We had some fun, but we were very high, my friends and I. You want to buy some meat?